Hey, welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. I am your solo host today for this one. This is Matt Wolf, in case you don't know which voices are which yet, which is something we actually recently heard on inside of one of our Facebook groups, is that when people started watching our YouTube videos, they actually realized that the voice they thought was the opposite voice. So this is Matt that you're hearing today. And we are testing out a new podcast concept. We're going to start doing these little shorter, we call them snackable episodes. I think we stole that term from Roland Frazier, but we call them little snackable episodes where we're going to talk for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, maybe sometimes a little bit longer, on a very specific honed in topic and just kind of get straight to the meat of the content. And some of them are going to be me, some of them are going to be Joe, some of them are going to be both of us discussing a topic. But these Tuesday episodes, we're going to get a little experimental and try some different things. So on this one, I am going to talk about over 40 different growth hacks for podcasters to grow their podcast. This is going to be a very tactical episode. It's also going to be kind of like a fire hose episode. You might need to listen to it a couple times to capture all of the ideas that I'm going to throw at you in this one. Or alternatively, you can go grab the notes for this one. So if you go to flowchartgroup.com, we are taking notes on this episode. So all of the 40 plus strategies that I'm going to talk about in this episode are going to be available in the notes that you can get for free when you go to flowchartgroup.com. You know, it's where you join our Facebook group. One of the questions when you join our Facebook group is, what is your email address? When you enter your email address, we'll send you the notes to the most recent episodes. So make sure you do it quick. Go to flowchartgroup.com, enter your email. We'll send you the notes with the list of over 40 different podcast growth strategies. All right, so flowchartgroup.com. And again, this is going to be a fire hose episode where I am just going to bombard you with all different strategies. I'm going to kind of rapid fire them. So we're going to get into that right in just a minute after we hear from our sponsor. Hey, I want to tell you about something.
What's that?
Dude, Ahrefs, you know, yep. The tool we've talked about forever because we use it a lot in our business.
Uh-huh.
They have a free version now.
No way.
They do.
No way.
Yes, it's called Ahrefs Webmaster Tools.
Wait.
Is this legit?
Okay, hold on. Let me... That's
nice fake typing.
I went to hrefs.com/AWT. That was, I went to hrefs.com, and you should too. hrefs.com/AWT. There's an A before all that.
AHREFS.com/AWT.
Yeah, so we said it about, you know, 100 times. So now it's subconsciously in your brain. So I went there, and this is blowing my mind, Matt. This is crazy. I'm looking at the page right now. It monitors the SEO health. I mean, tell me more, Matt. Why is this important? Why should I?
Well, it monitors the SEO health. It monitors all the backlinks and all the domain and page level SEO metrics and all of your search traffic and keywords and what keywords you're showing up for. And it does it for free. And like, we use the paid Ahrefs, but this is awesome.
You know, I was just kidding over here. I was just having fun.
No.
I wasn't really real typing, right?
You don't.
You knew that?
No.
I don't really type.
Yeah. I can also see you.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay, in all reality, this is a freaking cool tool. We were nerding out about it when we heard that Ahrefs was coming back for a sponsorship because it's a free tool, no credit card required. And yeah, you get a lot of key things that the bigger Ahrefs tool has in it, that this one basically has like all the key things that every person with a website should have this. So that is you listening.
That is you listening. So yes, improve your website's SEO performance for free. Just go to hrefs.com/AWT.
This is an intro. Intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy.
My boy.
Matt Wolf and Joe Fair.
Hey.
All right. Welcome back. So, like I said, this episode is going to be just a rapid fire of all of these growth hacks that we're experimenting with. So, just a little bit of a disclaimer, we have not tested 100% of these strategies. This is kind of our checklist of strategies to test. Some of them we are doing, some of them are on our roadmap to do, some of them we've actually done in the past but aren't currently doing, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to hear all of them, and they're just going to come at you at a fast pace. So be ready. And any of the ones that are kind of more in depth, I'll probably do future follow-up episodes on those strategies so we can dive even deeper into specific strategies. But this is going to be a brain dump of growth hacks. All right. So I've sort of broken this into categories. We've got the sort of basic strategies, the strategies that you're probably already doing, maybe a couple that you're not. Then I'm going to get into getting featured on various podcast platforms and doing media buys on podcast platforms. Then I'm going to get into the various ad platforms. And then I'm going to talk about actually acquiring assets to grow your podcast. I'm going to talk about getting into the media with your podcast. And then I'm going to talk about some additional ideas to grow a podcast that really didn't fit in any of the other categories. All right, so let's start off with the basics. So the first strategy is mail your existing email list. If you've been building an email list off of ads or an existing blog or an existing podcast, or you've been giving away an ebook, or if you've got a product and you've got a customer list, email your existing list about new podcast episodes. If you have a list, most likely you're already doing this with your podcast, but if you have a list and you're not doing this, this is probably going to be one of the most impactful things you can do to spike your podcast download numbers, is mail your list whenever a new episode goes out. The second one is organic social media sharing. So when a new episode comes out, you obviously want to share that episode on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever social media platform you know your audience is most likely on, share it organically on those platforms. It doesn't cost you anything. Yes, it doesn't always get the most amazing reach, but it gets a little bit of reach, and sometimes they do spread wide. Every once in a while, we'll make a Facebook post about a new episode, and I'm expecting crickets, and it gets spread around and shared everywhere, and it's actually one of our biggest growth tactics for that specific episode. So you really never know where just sharing an episode on social media is going to take you. The next one is, if you have a podcast where you interview people, you can ask your guests to share the episode. When somebody comes on the show and the show goes live, reach out to them and ask them to share it. And you can make it really, really easy on them. Pre-write a tweet for them. Make an image for them to share in their Instagram story. Make an image for them to share on their Instagram feed. Make a Pinterest image. You know, based on where this person is active on social media, make it really, really easy for them, and then just give them the thing to share. That's the third. The fourth one, create a video version for YouTube to capture that audience. This specific episode is, ironically, not a video, but most of our podcast episodes, we record video versions of them and put them on YouTube, because some people like to listen to audio podcasts and some people like to watch podcasts and some people like to listen to audio podcasts on YouTube. We did an episode, I believe it came out last week, where we actually talked about some of these YouTube stats, and the stats showed that a lot of people like to just listen to podcasts on YouTube. They discover podcasts on YouTube, they press play, they open a new tab and go to work while listening to the audio from YouTube. So a lot of people are starting to listen to podcasts directly on YouTube. So make sure that if you're not already, figure out a way to add video into the mix and add them to YouTube, because YouTube is a very easy way to get some discoverability on some of your episodes. The next one is making the little short videos. This is something that we haven't really experimented with a whole lot ourselves, but the feedback and advice we've been hearing a lot lately is that places like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, these little 30-second clips are just getting huge, huge reach. And if you can pull, a 30-second clip from your podcast that really grabs people's attention, there's a good chance they're going to want to go and listen to the full episode. So that's something that you can experiment with, and that's something that's on our roadmap to start experimenting with, is a lot more of this TikTok, Reel, YouTube Shorts, that kind of thing. And the final strategy from our, let's call it basics section, is podcast guesting. Go find other podcasts to be on that are in your niche and talk about what you're an expert in, and invite people to come over and listen to your podcast. People who listen to podcasts listen to other podcasts. So if you go and talk to them on the platform that they're listening to podcasts on and tell them about another podcast they can go listen to, that's one of the best growth strategies, is go talk to other podcasters on their podcast to get their podcast audience over to your podcast. Seeing how many times I can say podcast in a single sentence. But go and do podcast guesting, because that is one of the best growth strategies for your podcast. The next section is podcast platforms. So you know the little podcast apps that you can listen to podcasts on your phone, your Android, your iPhone? There's a million different podcast players out there. You've got Overcast, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Castro, all these types of platforms where you can listen to these podcasts. And these podcast platforms often let you sponsor your way to the top of the platform, or they'll feature you through a request, through an application form. For example, Overcast, they have an ad platform where you can advertise your podcast straight inside of their podcast platform. This has worked really well for us in the past. It's gotten more expensive over time, but if you have a podcast that's not in like the business niche, it's probably still pretty effective. Another example is a site like Pod News or Radio Public. A lot of these sites actually give you the ability to fill out an application and apply to be featured on their platform. You don't have to pay any extra money. You just have to compete with everybody else that's applying. And if you get lucky, they might pick your podcast and feature it, and you'll see a big spike in downloads. So the ones that I know have ad platforms, because we've played around with them, Overcast, they have an ad platform. Castbox has an ad platform. Podcast Addict, Podcast Republic, and Castro. I know those five have ad platforms where you can go and buy your way to be featured on those platforms. So Overcast, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podcast Republic, and Castro. You can go right to those sites right now, and they have a link somewhere on the site where on the site somewhere where you can purchase ads directly inside of that platform. Now the rest of this list have the ability to get featured, and it's a little less obvious how to get featured on them. Sometimes you have to do digging on the site and find an application. Sometimes there's an email address where you have to email the creator of the app and ask to be featured. But the ones that we know you can get featured on, because we've either done it or we've known people to do it, are Apple Podcasts, there's Stitcher, there's Listen Notes, there's Podchaser, Podbean, Spreaker, Podknife, Radio Public, Pod News, Scribd, and Libsyn. Now, Libsyn is our hosting company, and they will actually feature other podcasts that are hosted by Libsyn on their website. And if you're not hosted by Libsyn, there's a good chance your podcast host has something similar, where if you're hosted on their platform, you can reach out to them, and they might feature you as a podcast that they give a little bit more reach to. Scribd is kind of like an audiobook platform, but they actually have podcast feeds in there as well. So Scribd is another one you can play around with. And Pod News that I mentioned is actually a newsletter for podcasters. So if you have a podcast where you talk about podcasting, you can actually reach out and get featured in the Pod News newsletter, and they will feature you. But again, it's all about podcasting. So that probably wouldn't translate for everybody, but where this does translate is if you have any industry newsletters where your podcast is a good fit, you could reach out to some of those newsletters and ask for your podcast to be featured. So if you have a health and fitness podcast, find some email lists that have news and health and fitness and ask if maybe they can feature one of your more prominent episodes. So these podcast platforms have actually been one of our secret weapons for rapidly growing our podcast. Is we will apply to be featured on a lot of these platforms where they'll feature you for free. And we've also paid our way to the top on a lot of these podcast platforms that actually have ads that you can do. And this is just a sampling of the podcast apps. There are plenty more out there that I didn't mention. There's probably people listening to this episode right now going, I listened to a podcast on a completely different app that you didn't mention there. There's a lot of them. So reach out, ask the podcast platforms that you use and say, hey, is there some way to get featured on the platform, either through advertising or through an application process? All right, so the next section I'm going to dive into is purchasing ads. This is something else that we've experimented with quite a bit, is buying ads on the various platforms, you know, the mainstream platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, places like that. So here are some things that you can try to grow your podcast using some of these ads. On Facebook, the best results we've gotten with Facebook ads have been taking short video clips from our podcast. So let's say our podcast is an hour long. We'll take a 3-minute clip where our guest shares a really good gold nugget of wisdom, and we'll run that 3-minute clip as a Facebook ad. And then in the text description around the ad, we'll put a link to where they can listen to the full episode. And that has actually worked pretty well, because you get a lot of people to watch, like, share this little 3-minute video. A big chunk of them will click the link to go watch more. Now, if we just ran like an image ad and had the link over to where you can listen to the episode, we find we get a lot of drop off where people don't listen to the episode. But if we give them like a little bit of a teaser video on Facebook first, where they get a taste of what's in that episode, they're much more likely to click the link and go listen to the full episode. So that's what we've gotten to work with Facebook ads. We've also played around a little bit with Instagram story ads, where you take a little 15 to 30 second clip of a podcast and throw it in Instagram and then give the little swipe up link to where they can listen to the full episode. So you can run ads for Instagram as well, and you would actually build those out inside of the Facebook ad platform. That has had some good effect for some episodes, and other episodes hasn't done well. So it's a very experimental process. You can play around with it and see what you can make work for you. The next ad platform we've been playing around with, and if you're on YouTube at all, you might have even seen some of our ads recently, but we're playing around with YouTube ads. There's really two types of ads on YouTube that we mess around with. One is YouTube search ads. These are very similar to Google search ads, where if somebody searches a specific keyword, your video is the featured video. It's the top of the list, right? So if somebody searches Michael Gerber, and we had Michael Gerber on the podcast, our episode with Michael Gerber will be the first result because we paid for it to be the first result when somebody searches for Michael Gerber. So those YouTube search ads do really, really well if you can bring in a guest or a topic that has a lot of high search volume on YouTube. You can also run YouTube pre-roll ads, or I guess they're called in-stream ads, which are the ads that you see kind of before a video, in the middle of a video, towards the end of a video, that always have that, you can skip this ad after 5 seconds. You can run those ads. Those ones don't really get people paying attention to the whole podcast, but they do actually help spike your view numbers. So there is a social proof element where if you run these pre-roll ads, you can make it look like your videos have a lot of views really, really quickly. It provides some social proof. And then ideally when people go to watch the video organically, they see the amount of views that video got and, you know, they're more likely to want to watch it because a lot of other people have watched it. Something we're experimenting with. I don't know how great the results are going to be because we want people to consume a larger percentage of the content, but it is a strategy we're experimenting with at the moment. We're also playing around with Twitter ads. Twitter ads, we found we can get really, really, really cheap clicks, like 1 to 2 cent clicks over to our website. But what we found with Twitter ads is they don't really stick on our website. So we might get 1 or 2 cent clicks, but people land on the website and are gone within 3 seconds. So they haven't been clicking over and actually pressing play and listening to the episodes. So that's something that we're trying to figure out. What's a good way that once you get that cheap click to keep them on the website? If you're into retargeting, which we're not going to get into in this episode, if you're into retargeting, you could get those cheap clicks and then retarget them on another platform and bring them back into your ecosystem. Again, not something we're playing around with a whole lot, but I do know we can drive cheap traffic. We just have to figure out how to get that cheap traffic to stick around and listen to podcasts. You can purchase email solo ads. This is when you buy access to somebody else's email list. A lot of times it might be a newsletter where they're talking about a whole bunch of different content, and then your content is, you know, natively plugged in among the rest of the content. Sometimes it's an email that's just a dedicated email to their entire list saying, hey, go and check out this podcast. If you are going to do these solo ads or these email drops, I would recommend not driving them straight to your podcast. I would recommend driving them to where they can get on your email list and then follow up with them on your email list about new podcast episodes. But that's a good way to grow your email list, which in turn you can then put your podcast in front of that email list. So those solo ads work really, really well for that. You can run Spotify ads. This is something that we have not experimented with yet, but you can go and run audio ads right on Spotify to people who tend to listen to podcasts. Something that our friend Chris Kremitzos has done, and he actually put up a case study around it. That is something that you can go and experiment with. You can do native ad buys. These are like if you land on, you know, a Forbes or a CNN or a Fox News or some website like that, and you scroll to the bottom of the article, there's a bunch of links to related articles, but those related articles are on another website. Those are called native ads, and you could run those through a service like Outbrain or Taboola. I think there's another one called Rev Content. Those are all places where you can go and purchase native ads. And the native ads, the thing with those is you want to use content that is very broad because native ads get in front of a very, very broad audience. It's a lot harder to target, you know, just business owners, just people interested in digital marketing, just people interested in podcasting. It's easy to just cast a wide net to a broad audience. So if you are going to use native ads, use them to a podcast that is one of the more broad topics that you have that's going to be appealing to the most amount of people. You can advertise on other podcasts. There's platforms like AdvertiseCast and True Native, which are brokers where you can go to them and say, hey, I want to get on podcasts about marketing. How do I buy ads on those? And they'll help you broker them. Or you can just go straight to podcasters. That's typically what we do. We'll go to another podcast and say, hey, you can do a podcast ad swap. Hey, we'll shout out your podcast on our show if you shout out our podcast on your show. Or you can offer to just buy ad slots direct, cut out the middleman, and probably save a little bit of money. That's how we'd recommend sponsoring other podcasts. And then finally, we have experimented a little bit with Google Search ads, Google Display Network ads, things like that. The Google ads, we have a very unique, interesting strategy, which is sort of beyond the scope of this episode. I can't really dive into it here, but we do create like a top 10 podcast list. Our podcast is one of the episodes in the top 10 list. And then we advertise on Google to people who search, you know, top business podcasts. We show our blog post about our top 10 podcast to listen to, ours is in the mix. So anybody who searches top marketing podcast, top business podcasts, we're using that strategy to raise awareness around our show. And we've been doing that for a couple of years. We actually break down that strategy in depth inside of our Podhacker course, but that's been a fairly effective strategy as well. Next, I want to talk about growth through acquisition. This is going to be a real quick segment where you're actually purchasing other people's media properties essentially to get in front of their existing audience. So two examples of this are Facebook groups and Podfaded podcasts. You can go and find Facebook groups that have the community you're trying to cultivate. If you're a cooking show, you can go and find a Facebook group all about cooking, and they curate a lot of content around cooking, and you can offer to purchase access to that Facebook group, or you can offer to sponsor that Facebook group and have them put a sponsored post in that group. But if you purchase the Facebook group, you can then take it into your control. And every time a new episode goes out, you can then promote your episode to that purchased Facebook group. Again, we talk about this strategy a little bit inside of our Podhacker community. And it's a pretty in-depth strategy where we actually have figured out ways to purchase Facebook groups without actually coming out of pocket. Basically, we purchase the Facebook groups and then have the Facebook groups paid for before we ever actually give the money to the previous Facebook group owner. So some interesting stuff that you can experiment with in that world. And then you can also purchase Podfaded podcasts. So look for podcasts, let's say again, in the cooking niche. Find podcasts that were really active for a while. Maybe they have 100 episodes, but their last episode hasn't come out in a year. That's a Podfaded podcast. They were really into it for a while. They got fed up with it. They stopped podcasting and they let it go. Well, they probably still have an audience subscribed to that RSS feed that's waiting for that next episode. You can go to that podcast owner and say, hey, I noticed you let that podcast go. Can I pick it back up for you? I'll buy the show for $2,000 or whatever. You know, you negotiate a price with the old podcast owner and purchase that podcast, and then you could start dripping your episodes into that feed as well. And now you just managed to capture the audience that that existing podcast had. So that's another interesting sort of outside the box way to grow a podcast. This next section, we're going to talk about getting in the media. So really quickly, it's not as hard as most people think to get featured in the media. One of the ways you can actually get featured in the media is to put out a press release. So you can put out a press release around news in your podcast. One thing we recently saw somebody do is they went over to listennotes.com, noticed that their podcast was in the top 1% of all podcasts, and they put out a press release about, hey, our podcast is in the top 1% of all podcasts. That was newsworthy enough to get that press release spread around and a lot more attention on that podcast. So try to find interesting reasons to put out a press release around your podcast, because if those podcasts press releases get some good syndication, you can get some really good reach on those. The next, subscribe to Haro, help a reporter out. They'll send you a daily email of opportunities to answer questions to be featured in the media. So for example, you might get an email on a Monday morning that says, Inc. Magazine is looking for an expert on podcasts. They'd love a quote on what are three mistakes that most podcasters make. Well, you can reply to that email, send them a response with, here's our top three mistakes that podcasters make. And if they accept it, it could end up in an article on Inc. Magazine. So being subscribed to Haro costs you absolutely nothing, but then you get all of these potential pitches fed to you almost every day. And then the final thing under getting in the media is to cold outreach to some websites that talk about podcasts. So one of the things that we did was we did a search on Google for top 10 marketing podcasts. we saw everybody that made a list of top 10 marketing podcasts or top 20 marketing podcasts or the top podcast every entrepreneur should listen to. And we cold outreach. We sent an email to every single one of those website owners with a link to our podcast saying, hey, if you ever go back and update your list, please consider adding ours into the mix. I think we reached out to something like 20 different websites, and out of the 20, we actually got 5 of them to immediately update their website and add our podcast to the mix. That helps with SEO ranking. That helps with credibility when people search those topics, because now we're listed in multiple of those lists that are on page one. And it gets traffic from just people who read those articles and click over to our website. It's really killing multiple birds with one stone by getting into other people's top 10 lists. It does take some effort doing a bunch of cold outreach, but it pays off for sure. All right, so this final section is some additional ideas. These are ones that I didn't really know what other section to fit in, so I'll just rattle some of these off real quick. You can do a podcast contest or a giveaway on your podcast. This is actually a great way to launch a podcast, where you say, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, leave a review, and you'll be entered in to win an iPad or something like that. And then you say, for additional entries into this contest, share this contest with a friend. And every friend that signs up for the contest, you get an additional 5 entries into the contest. This kind of creates this viral sharing of the contest. A lot of people enter it because they want to win the iPad, which means a lot of people subscribe and leave a review on your podcast. And then the sort of viral sharing perpetuates the contest. And then eventually you pick a winner. A couple tools that are really good for this are UpViral. There's a tool called Gleam, GLEAM.io. And then there's another tool, Contest Domination by Travis Ketchum, who's actually a previous guest of the show. All of those are great for doing contests like that. And then you don't have to do it as just a launch thing. What we're going to start doing is a contest once every 6 months or so. Let's generate that big pop like you would with a launch more frequently, right? And if we get a system down where every 6 months is real easy, maybe we'll do it once a quarter and do even more contests to ramp up the growth of the show. But there's no reason to do it as only a launch strategy. You can keep running contests all the time. You can do guest blogging. This is something we've done quite a bit in the past, where we go write articles for other websites. And then throughout those articles, we will link to podcast episodes that are relevant to what we're talking about. That's helpful for both SEO and just driving referral traffic from their website. You can answer questions on Quora and Reddit. Go find questions around the topics you talk about on those platforms, answer the questions, and then link over to your podcast episodes that are related to your answers. Say, link to them as the source of the content that you're sharing. You know, be helpful. Don't make the answer to the question, go listen to this podcast. Actually provide the value in the post, and then as the source, say, this is where I got this info. I got it from this podcast episode. Go listen if you want to hear more of it. You can totally do that on Quora and Reddit, and people will appreciate it, especially if you're putting the meat of the content right in your response, not making them go listen to the episode to get the response. You can share notes from your episodes on Reddit. Same kind of idea. Go create a brand new Reddit thread in a subreddit that's relevant to your niche, and just share all of the content that came out on a podcast. So for example, we just interviewed Robert Cialdini not too long ago, and we had a team member take notes on that episode. I can take the notes from the Robert Cialdini episode, go into the marketing subreddit, and literally share the notes from the episode. Say, here's all of the biggest takeaways that we got from this episode. Hopefully some of you find this helpful, and just share the notes right on Reddit. And then in the very first comment on Reddit, put a link to where people can go listen to the full episode. You can do that. And if that post gets shared around a lot, that comment with the link to listen to the full episode will get shared around with it, and you'll drive some organic traffic off of Reddit. And then the final idea is kind of a silly one that we're playing around with, is literally bribe subscribers. So we're actually going to an event. We're running a booth at Traffic and Conversion Summit. And actually, the day this episode comes out, we're at our booth at Traffic and Conversion Summit. So if you're at Traffic and Conversion Summit this week, come say hi to us at the Hustle and Flowchart booth. But at this booth, we're going to be bribing people to subscribe to the show. As people walk up to our booth, we're going to say, hey, are you subscribed to Hustle and Flowchart yet? No? Okay, well, we'll give you $1 right now to do it. And we're just going to hand out dollar bills when we visually see somebody press the subscribe button. I don't know how well this is going to work, but that's something that we're going to test. So if you're at Traffic and Conversion Summit this week, when this episode comes out, come to the Hustle and Flowchart booth. It's over in the podcasting section. And come say hi, and hopefully you're subscribed by then. You might earn a shiny new dollar. All right. I am totally out of breath, but those are my 40 plus podcast growth strategies. Again, we do have notes on this. I will share my notes that I'm actually reading as I go through this episode. So make sure you go to flowchartgroup.com, join our Facebook group. And when you join the Facebook group, enter your email. If you enter your email within 2 weeks of this episode going live, we will give you the notes to this episode completely free. So that's flowchartgroup.com. All right. And also, if you want to dive deeper into podcasting, if you want to learn how to growth hack a podcast and watch over our shoulders as we do a lot of the things I was talking about, make sure you check out podhacker.com, because these are the types of things that we're talking about constantly in Podhacker. We're doing monthly live sessions where we're sharing new growth hacks and things like that every single month. It's where we deep dive on building, monetizing, and scaling a podcast through unique strategies like the ones on this show. So if you're a podcaster and you're looking to grow, monetize, get better guests, anything related to podcasting, engage with your community better, all of that stuff we cover inside of Podhacker over at podhacker.com. All right, so before I wrap up, I want to remind you to check out Easy Webinar. If you go to easywebinar.com/hustle, Casey over at Easy Webinar is hooking you up with a fat discount for being a Hustle and Flowchart listener. Easy Webinar does all of the webinar stuff that you'd want a webinar platform to do: live webinars, automated webinars, hybrids, live streams, creates the landing pages, collects the emails, tracks all the stats in the back end for you. Easy Webinar does it all. So make sure if you're doing webinars in your business, when you start doing webinars in your business, go to easywebinar.com/hustle to get a nice discount on the webinar platform of choice. All right, that's easywebinar.com/hustle. And once again, thank you so much for listening. If you know anybody who has a podcast and needs some additional ideas to grow the podcast, please send them over to this episode. And as always, if you liked this episode, please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And thanks again for listening. Leave a review. Reviews are always good too. All right. That's all I got for you today. Have a good one.